up, y'all? Happy Sunday evening. Almost Monday, a couple hours away. I'm on my way back to my home, Fort Walton. It's been quite a day. And praise God, I'm safe. Well, my kids are safe back with their father. And I'll talk about that a little bit after this song. But I just want to speak Jesus. Man, I want to speak Jesus. Whether you're a believer or not, I pray if you're not a believer of our dear Lord, then I pray for you that you will come to Him. You are actually here for a reason, and you pressed play on this, so I pray that you don't press stop, and there should be no pause on your life. There should be no rewinding all the time, going back to the past. I want you to step into His light, and that access is available for you. And I just want to speak His name right now, because I am so thankful, even in the midst of craziness today and a flat tire and this and that and this, you know, boom, 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 it's okay. I speak His name and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for always your protection over me. Look, my friend, you've made it to here. You've made it to this moment right now in your life, just this moment. And you've got to ask yourself. This is one question that I ask people constantly that I come in, whether I know them or not, and I spark up conversation with them. I ask them, what is the biggest thing or hardest thing or just something that really just comes straight to your mind when you think, I got through that? What has God gotten you through? Man, there's a lot. There's a lot. But like, what was the biggest thing? I asked this guy, actually, when I went on my lunch break a couple months ago to Eglin Bank. There's water that you can go sit by the water and look at the boats and stuff. So I go there and talk with God. But this man was fishing, and he knew what he was doing. He had three PVC pipes in the ground and fishing poles coming out. Like, he was determined. But, you know, I introduced myself and started talking. And I said, can I ask you something? Are you a believer? And he said, yes, I am, to a certain extent. And I didn't comment on that, because that's okay. You know what I mean? And even if you're not a believer, we want you to be a believer, because it's the truth. It's the way. But it's not our place to judge. It's our place to encourage others to go to the Word and see that there is no extent, certain extent. It is fullness of believing. And so I asked this man, I said, okay. So I asked him, can you tell me what was the hardest or biggest thing that God has gotten you through? And so his mind was stirring a little bit. You could tell he was just kind of caught off guard by this question, you know, thinking probably, why is this girl coming up to me? Like, what is this about? Well, God puts people in certain places for certain reasons. And this man really needed to hear this and be, you know, reminded of God's fullness. And he started pausing for a minute. I said, well, for example, I asked this lady that did my nails a couple weeks ago. I asked her the same question, and she said childbirth. That's all she could, you know, she just, that was the first thing that came to her. And yes, that, gotta get you through that for sure. But so I gave him that example to kind of help him out, to give him an example of, you know, things that God will get you through. And he immediately said, you know what? And he put his hand out and he said, my two granddaughters, when they were born, they were smaller than the palm of my hand. They're twins. He said, they're now teenagers and well and doing this and doing that and sports and whatever else. And he just smiled real big. And you could just see in his eyes the light and that restorative feeling, you know, like, you know, fullness of faith restored, because we have to be reminded of that. Speaking his name. Not just, hey, God saved me, I'm going to heaven, and that's it. You know, Jesus did it all already for us. But there is power in his name, always. And God's power is limitless. Limitless. So, speak in his name. And asking your questions constantly to yourself. I have to do it every day. every single day. I'm putting myself in check a lot lately. But, you know, going to God and saying, like, what can I do? Like, please lead me, Holy Spirit. Go to the Word. What do I need to see right now? What do I need to speak? And we have to just be very aware of that, of ourselves. That's reaching in. That's reaching into ourselves and figuring out, what do we need to figure out within ourselves that has been keeping us from stepping out into the light? What is holding us down? Because God has gotten us this far, right? You still have a pulse. I still have a pulse. You have another moment, and then another, and another, and another. But your tomorrow is not promised, my friend. I say that only because I have been on a dying phase. I know that sometimes tomorrows don't come. Obviously, we all know that we're going to, you know, have a death one day on this earth. But eternal life is promised by God. And you have the access. You do. The only block there is ever is from your end. Because God doesn't block you. Even in your absence, the Lord has been with you. Check out Psalms 18:18. When I was at my weakest, my enemies attacked, but the Lord held on me. I say that one all the time. And I'll say it every single day of my life to myself. I say it all the time because whenever the enemy comes in or this world really tries to bear down on me, I say, no, the Lord is with me always, even if I feel weak. Because that's just a feeling. It's not faith. Faith is everything that should be inside of you, just pouring out. Because there is a light there. It's already been deposited. When you are created, it's inside of you. God loves you. And I want you to speak the name of Jesus over anything that you're going through. Speak it out. Speak life. Speak life. Take authority over the situation, whatever circumstance. There is nothing He can't do for you. Nothing. Anything possible through Him. Trust me. Trust me, my friend. Man. I'm not going to go down the long list of things that I've survived and what I've been delivered from right now, because I want to play this song. I want you to feel it. That's the feeling I want you to have, so you can understand that faith is where you need to go. Having faith. Feeling it in your heart. But speaking it with your mouth, confessing that Jesus is your Savior. And if you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth, then wow, my friend, here we go. Your journey begins. Your journey begins. Because the journey you're on right now isn't really a journey if it's without Jesus. I promise you that. It's more of a, I don't know what to call it. Not fun. I've been there. It's pretty dark. So speak the name of Jesus. I'm going to play this song and then hang on with me. I've got like an hour and a half before I make it to my house. So that's all right. I'm safe and sound in my car. My Victory Wagon VW with a new tire. Got a new tire. I'm sporting a new one. Yep, I need three others redone, but that's okay. I speak the name of Jesus over this Victory Wagon. Amen. So, let's go. I speak Jesus.
Over every heart and
but I've been there. So it makes sense to me because I got to such darkness, such isolation, such pain, such drug use, such depression, such anxiety, such physical disability that I got to a point of suicide. I got to a point of hating myself, hating other people, hating life itself, and just drowning in fears. But if I can get past that, so can you. So can you. Speak His name. Because all those things I just listed, I got into a comfortable, familiar state. Even though I was uncomfortable in pain, right? I just got almost numb to that. That was it. This is it. The shovel's in my hand. Burial waiting for me. My family waiting on a call to come identify my body. They were waiting. But they had faith in the Lord to pray it out. But they had that anxiety that was there. Are you hurting yourself? Yes, you're hurting yourself if you're sitting in the dark. Somebody else is hurting you. You need to go ahead and turn the other way. Find your escape route if you have to. I've been through abuse in every single way. But now I speak the name of Jesus. I've been to God's light. I've survived house fire, car accident, spinal stuff. The list goes on, y'all. I don't think I'll ever bore you with any stories. And I certainly will never bore you with the Bible, because it's the truth. And you've been being fed and programmed with lies if you were in the darkness. Because you weren't made that way. You are made as a masterpiece. God knows everything about you. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. And I know what it's like too, to be in that spot where you feel like you're not. So what I wanted to give to you is that portrait I just painted. The one of depression, anxiety, addictions. You know, just picture me shooting up drugs. Picture me 180 pounds on a walking cane. Picture me with a knife at my heart, because that's what I've done. I have a scar there. Picture me drowning in fear. Look at that painting. I want you to see that painting. That was not a masterpiece done by God. That was not. That was the darkness. Can't blame everything on the devil, no, but I allowed him in. I allowed the world, certain things of the world, to get to me. I allowed myself to stay weak. But that person's dead and gone. You see me now? My painting was thrown. It was burnt in the fire. New creation. Clean slate. A life of restoration. Transformation, rebuilding, starting over, but starting over in light, not in the darkness. That doesn't mean it's been easy, y'all. So my friend, yeah, you, the one sitting there pondering, should I just press pause for a second because I can't take this anymore because I am going through so much and maybe I want to listen to this person, or should I just stop it? You know, no, don't press stop. Not done with you yet. And God's certainly not done with you. You need to know who you really are. You owe it to yourself. I can't sit here and twist your arm. I'm not going to sit here and try to sell God and Jesus. No, that's not what it's about. But I'm sold out for God. If I could, you know what? I'd give it. My shirt off my back for whoever I had to on the streets. I'll do anything that God wants me to do for other people. And that means going to the front line at times, y'all. That means taking persecution at times. believe I've had stuff come at me, bro. But it's okay because I speak the name of Jesus over everything. Over this victory wagon with a new tire. It's shiny, though. I just want you to know that you are loved and you've got to start somewhere. So what do you have to lose? If you're sitting in the dark right now, what do you have to lose? You're still listening to me. It's not because I have a soothing voice. Maybe I do. I don't know. Some people say that. My voice is like an angel. Well, I'm no angel, but okay. But seriously, I'm glad if I can bring comfort to people with my voice. But I hope it's the message that you truly hear. I'm really good at making people cry. I found that out in these past 2 years, but it's a good cry. It's a good cry. The years before that, ooh, I don't want to cry right now because, man, I'm just so thankful because those years, not all my life, but many years, I caused tears of pain and sorrow and fear. That was all projected to my family, my friends. I mean, I was on the missing persons list, y'all, in Pensacola. I mean, that's how bad it got. So, if you can hear right now the transformation in just this 20 minutes, I wanna ask you one thing. Are you any different than me to have that opportunity? You're not. No matter what you've done, yesterday, the day before, whatever you are allowing to haunt you, you go ahead, cut that right off, sever that, and walk away. Walk away from the people that are, you know, in the addictions or whatever else in the darkness with you. You step away. You pray for them. You have to separate yourself from those people because you are worthy of His love. And He loves you anyways. I just want you to know it. No matter what, He's going to love you. No matter what. But you need to rule and reign in this earth and understand the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We weren't meant to be down here on earth just to have a 9-to-5 job, y'all. It's not what it's about. If you've seen miracles, if you hear me and my testimony, the stories that have happened in my life, the things that have come to pass, the visions I've had, and things have come to pass, then you, man, you'll step into the light real quick and see that one miracle. If you believe in it, can say, wow, that's a miracle. If you have ever said that in your life, where do miracles come from? They come from Jesus. So you've got to start recognizing that you actually believe. You're just not acting on it. You're not seeking Him. You're not going to the Word. And that's where you need to begin. That's where you start over. Start fresh. Start now. Darkness gotta go. The blame, shame, game, all that stuff's gotta go. He loves you just as much now as He did back when you were doing this or that or whatever. And if your tomorrow comes, just the same. It's the same God, the same love. You want a constant in your life? That is God. That is God. And thank you, God, I am in Florida. But all the way from Mississippi to Florida. It's been a day. Speak the name of Jesus. You know, so I'm so thankful. I'm gonna tell you about my day. I'm so thankful. Let me just say, I've had my sons, Ty and Dawson. They're 11 and 9. I've had them for over a week. You know, they live in Mississippi with their father. And I'm so thankful that I got to spend that time with them. And, you know, I get them once or twice a month whenever I'm able in our schedules. But I had to bring them back today. And we had service this morning at church. And I think I left church around, I don't know, 1:30. I think I left Florida around 2 o'clock. 10 minutes away from their dad's house out in the country. You know, I felt like we're on a country bumpy road anyways. And I said, man, this feels bumpy or whatever. It's loud. And then Ty was like, yeah, it is a little bit. And then I was like, okay. So I see my tire pressure thing or whatever popped on. And I was like, okay, well, we're almost there. We get there. And I asked their dad, I didn't even look at my tire. I asked their dad, can you please check my tires for me? Can you see, you know, this light popped up, help me. And so he went and looked, and he came back to me, he said, you have a flat tire. I was like, what? So I go look, yes, flat tire. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, KT, my friend, for praying over me in my car before I left. Yes, I still had to get a new tire, but yes, I did make it safe with my sons to their house. You know, I don't know how long that tire was really flat, you know, so praise God for that. But I'm just like, oh my goodness, because I have to work tomorrow. I have to get up at 5 a.m. You know, all this stuff starts stirring up, and I'm just tired. And I didn't even want to. Our halfway point is normally Alabama, but his truck is actually in the shop, so he couldn't meet me. That's the funny part. And then I didn't have a spare tire. I had a donut. So thankfully, he put that donut on for me, but I realized this is a Sunday. Not many places are open. I'm in Poplarville, Mississippi, out in the country. And so, yeah, I was just like, man. So finally, look up Walmart, right? Picayune. Well, I call and I'm like, yeah, they have one of my tires, but they close. This is like at 6:20. I call. They close at 7. It takes about 30-ish minutes to get there, right? GPS, but on a donut you can only go 50 miles per hour, right? Less air in it, it's not stable really, and you can only go up to 50 miles traveling with it. But that's just an up to, right? So there's a lot of lessons in this I'm learning as I even speak. God's speaking to me right now. But so I'm like, oh man, I don't need to stay here tonight. I'm not going to, no, I have to go to work, you know, and all this stuff's going through my head. And so I'm just speaking Jesus, you know? And so I said, okay, I'm going to make it. The Walmart people said, okay, if you make it here by 7, then okay. Well, when I got on the road, I realized, yeah, this GPS said I'd be there on time, except I can't go as fast as I'm supposed to, so, or allowed to. So, yeah, so I was like starting to get frantic, and man, you know, I'm going to get there and they're going to be closed. Well, my friend said, call them, Kristen, you know, so I prayed about it before I called them. And yeah, the girl answered, and I told her, I said, please, you know, I'm coming right now. I can only go so fast, safely, and I really need to get back to Florida tonight. I don't know what else to do. So she said, let me talk to the manager. He said, okay, he'll wait till like 7:10. Well, I get there at like 7:15. So they still were there. They were expecting me, you know, they were waiting for me. And so, you know, I'm going to do such a great survey for them. I am. I really am, because they didn't have to do that. They didn't. That was out of the goodness of their heart. They close at 7, and they didn't get done with my car till 7:30 because I got there at 7:15. So, you know, that was awesome. But, so yeah, got that tire on, right? And he told me that all my other three tires are not so great, but drivable right now. So I'm going to work on replacing one at a time whenever I can. But the whole thing is, I wanted to tell you all this, not because it's like, oh gosh, Kristen had, she's talking about, you know, people have worse days. That, yeah, I know that. Trust me. I've had a lot happen in my life. This is nothing, right, compared to dying, being on a dying phase, you know, all the darkness in my life, right, traveling on planes to the Middle East. This is nothing, right? But because of my day and just being tired and ready to be home, and then one thing after another starting to happen. fight it. You know, we're going to have our moments. It's okay. We have moments. Those are moments. They're allowed. But don't let it be more than a moment. Don't let it just sit there. Don't let it hinder you from solving the problem. And that's when you speak Jesus. We should always rejoice. We should always thank God no matter what. Even in our days where it's like, you know what? My life's just going awesome. Everything's lining up. Everything's good. And then sometimes we get in that place, right? Where our lives seem like everything's lining up. Bills are paid. This is done. That's done. And we forget Jesus. No. That's even more so when you should speak Jesus and thank Him. But also sharing the gospel. Sharing of His love, what He has done for you, what He's delivered you from, because He's delivered me from anything that is dark in my that was in my life. And God, just to have that new canvas where new brush strokes have happened and pictures, and that includes me being able to spend that with my kids. Even if it takes a long road trip of, are we there yet? For almost 4 hours. I'd do it for 24 hours just to see their beautiful faces. I might be a little bit crabby sometimes, but, you know, that's all right. Speak His name. There is such power in the tongue, such power in what we say. And you'd be amazed, even if you are at your just weakest feeling, just right now, you just start saying Jesus. Just speaking His name. Speaking His name. Saying light be, light be, light be, darkness flee. Just say light be, light be, light be, till you feel lightness inside of you. Because those heavy feelings, those rocks that have chains all around them that have been dropped into you, that hasn't been dropped into you by God. Jesus doesn't want you to carry that. He carried the cross for you so you don't have to have that weighing you down. It's time to let go. It's time to let go. And if you're still here, you're ready to let go. Or maybe you have. Maybe you're just a believer that, you know, needs a little message. Another message, you know. That's what we do. We have to keep uplifting each other. I get so much wisdom from the patients that we see every day, and it's awesome that I'm able to really just fellowship throughout my days, no matter if I'm at work, if I'm at home, if I'm at, of course, church, if I'm at Walmart, you know, anywhere. But I get so much from other people, you know, and their testimonies and their stories and what they've been through, what they've been delivered from. And so you have that too in you. If you are saved, what you've been delivered from, you can help someone else. This isn't one of those you know, infomercials or commercials of you know, you, for $5, you can help blah, 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 blah. No, you have it in you. This is free to other people to share the gospel, the good news of what God has gotten you through, what Jesus has redeemed you from. And that is free. That is free for you to share. That is of your freedom. And you gotta pour it out. What's been in there, deposited already. Speak the name of Jesus. Speak it. Man, He's just so good. He is. He's just so good. I care enough to have my AC off right now, and I'm sweating bullets because I don't. It's too loud, and I'm in the car, and yeah. So, yeah. This is how much I care about people. No, I would, you know, in a fire, if I was on fire right now, I would still speak the name of Jesus, and I still will scream it out to the world. You know, I know what's coming. We know complication with Jesus. There's only truth, love, righteousness, light, freedom, love, 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 love. The shovels in my hand. I had already party game, you know, the pity party post on Facebook. Look back a couple years. No, not really look. I don't like those pictures, but no, I don't care. It's the past, whatever, whatever, y'all. But I don't have time to remove all that stuff. Somebody asked me that, like, somebody, I didn't even hardly know this person. Like, why do you still have pictures of this person that you're with or whatever? That's, you know, in the past. And I don't, I'm not going to sit there and use my time that is precious on stuff from the past, you know? So anyways, I just had to say that out loud, but the blame game, shame game does nothing for you. So yeah, sometimes we get that little, where we, you know, it's a disappointment also, but how long are you going to stay disappointed? That's up to you, right? That's not, that's you. That's your thoughts. So you've got to be able to just learn from whatever happened and say no more. And I will not do that again. And I want to be delivered from that. So going to the Lord and saying, look, I know this is wrong. I know this is not me. I know, God, this is not how you created me. So please forgive me. And boom. That's with a pure heart. That's with pure motives. And better believe he knows your motives. He knows your heart. So ask him with all your heart, with all of it. Even if you feel like it's broken, he sees that. He's listening. Somebody once told me that wasn't a very nice person, and I pray for them. God is not listening. Oh yeah, he is. Yes, he is. All the time. He is all knowing. He knows you. I mean, he created you. Why wouldn't he listen? He sees you. There's nothing that you can keep from him. So don't think that he doesn't see you. But he won't respond to just cry outs when there's doubt. You can't cry out in doubt and faith at the same time. Yes, we have these feelings. Yes, we have these hearts that hurt at times. I'm not saying, no, I mean, I'm a crier. Alice in Wonderland, tears. No, I'm just joking. But, no, really. But it's knowing what to pray, you know, and specific prayers, but also with believing. I mean, if you are praying to God, saying, God, you know, I ask for strength, and then you know, or think in yourself, like, this isn't going to happen, then that's doubting him and his power. Then that's not fully believing. That's not having faith, right? So that's something you got to work on. That's something that is, it's able to be restored. There's not anything that he can't do. I mean, trust me on that one. Just trust me. His light is beautiful.
Proverbs. I go there every day, and sometimes it hurts.
say we all the time, or you, I mean, obviously we means you and I. So I'm still working on that. Gotta be real with you, right? Not saying I'm weak. I'm not weak, but we have moments. And that's when we have to really push on, go into the Word and helping each other, lifting each other up and reminding each other it's okay to have moments, but not to stay in that moment and make it a lifetime of pain. Because that's not, He doesn't want that for you. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every addiction, over everything that is burdening you. I want you to know that you are loved. There is nothing that you, there's nothing that will surprise Him. You go to Him right now. Go to Him right now. After you press stop on this, press start on your life. Press start on your life. It's time. It is time. Trusting in also that, you know, it's going to be a process for you to have any type of progress in your life. And knowing that prayer, sometimes you think it's okay, why is this not being answered right now? Well, it's going to be answered when it's supposed to be answered. So you have to wait patiently and trusting in Him. That's part of